Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
8:15 Wednesday morning around East Parts. That means we talked to Ronald Serpas, professor of practice, Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD superintendent, head of the Washington State Police, Nashville City Police. You'll see him on cable networks as a criminal justice expert occasionally. How you doing, Ronald?
Tommy, I'm wonderful. How are you today?
Well, Chief. I don't like calling you by your first name. I feel like I should call you Chief. How you doing, Chief?
I'm great. You can call me whatever you like, except late for dinner.
Maybe it's like a New Orleans thing. How you doing, Chief? All right, Cap.
That's right.
All right, Cap. Podna.
Podna.
I got you, Podna.
Yeah, look, we all grew up around the same place.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. And that's what a police officer.
What high school you went to?
I went to Shaw.
I dropped out of Abramson.
Well,
you got to work what you got. What you got?
I hear you, brah. So, yeah.
Where you at?
That's what a police officer would tell you. Hey, Podna, you want to go too? No, I don't. I really don't want to go at all. I'm backing off. Did they teach you that in the academy? They teach you that in the academy, as a matter of fact. You want to go to that phrase?
They sometimes teach you, you put a bad charge on me, officer. It's a bad charge. Call my mom and them.
That's all. An officer has to say is, you want, and that's I don't know if it's a New Orleans thing or not, but you want to go to? No, I don't. I don't want to go at all. I'm minding my own business. Let's talk about ShotSpotter that New Orleans Police Department is reviving. For people that don't know, what is ShotSpotter? Is it good? Does it reduce crime? You're an expert on this. Tell me.
All right. So ShotSpotter is an acoustics device that scans a certain amount of space based on a stationary microphone system that listens to noises and then transfers those noises through essentially a computer system, if you will. And it tries to identify noises that the computer would recognize as gunshots. It then, if it finds those, I think they still have a human hear it again. And then they give kind of like XY coordinates so that in its best case scenario, it may hear shots that the community might not report. It may hear shots that the community reported sooner than the community reported it. It may have really good locations where the shot occurred, which gives police officers more evidence to look for. If you knew the shot occurred at X and L longitude, this ABC, then you're likely to be able to have a good starting point to do a search pattern. The other problem with ShotSpotter is the research, the academic evaluations that are independent, non-partisan, not biased, they don't really find a lot of success in reducing things. They do find success in finding more evidence, and that's a positive. But some of the latest research we read would suggest just that. ShotSpotter may find more pieces of evidence or help you find more pieces of evidence, but it's not really showing that there's a reduction in violence. The good news is ShotSpotter hopefully is becoming more technologically advanced. One of the original knocks on ShotSpotter is it was expensive to set up a microphone, and then you couldn't move it as crime moved, right? If crime went from the Ninth Ward to the lower Ninth Ward, and you had a shot spotter in the ninth ward, it was very inconvenient and expensive to pick up the spotter system and move it. I think that may be, still be the case, but there may be other experts who know more than I.
Is it the technology advanced to where it can tell specifically what's a gunshot and what's not?
They were one of the originators of that, as far as I know, but I do know there's other companies in the marketplace now that do the same thing and try to offer more flexibility in the stationing of the equipment or laying that equipment on top of other equipment that's already existing. Because as a chief, certainly during my tenure, and I think any chief still to today, if you can move that device around easily, because crime might, you know, crime might be in Littlewoods a lot on these kinds of shootings, but it doesn't mean it's not going to temporarily move to another part of your city and you want to be able to use it. Again, it, if it hears things that don't normally are heard and you go there and you find evidence that's not normally found, that's a good thing.
So what's the downside? Is the fact that it
doesn't
first
move much. It's hard to move it. Is the most recent information I have is that it's still hard to move the microphone. You just can't put it on the back of a truck and go to another neighborhood where you expect there's going to be some trouble. Or secondly, the academic research is not very strong that it actually reduces gun-related crimes. And that's you know, one academic report could say yes, one could say no, but it's worth knowing that that's out there too.
So let me tell you what pops into my mind as I talk to you about this is we have, you know, what's the right number of police officers? We've talked about that before, right? NOPD, yeah. Understaffed. So you got limited manpower just because there's a gunshot, although illegally discharging a firearm in the city limits is illegal. That doesn't necessarily mean that a violent crime has occurred, right? Has that led to any, like, wasted time for police officers, wild goose chases,
well,
that kind of thing?
That's an excellent point, because it hears a noise that it believes is a shot, and sometimes that might not be the case. Mm-hmm. The other thing, and I don't want to be critical of our police departments in America, but we do know in some of the cases where I've looked a little more closely at the response by police or shot spotter, really what hindered the success of the shot spotter quote-unquote idea is that the officers in some of these Midwestern, Northeastern cities, they didn't go look for evidence. They just kind of said, yeah, I drove by the neighborhood, I don't see anything. So it's a combination of practical implementation of supervision of the officers as well. A lot of moving parts, but as technology can be more adapt at movability, if you will, and as other technologies are growing, there's a couple technologies that even in the New Orleans Crime Coalition report we talked about last week, facial recognition is not what it was 10 years ago when there were tremendous amounts of bias built into the algorithms on gender, on race. I think most of the scientific community has eliminated that as a threat. So facial recognition is a very powerful tool. Look, I just came back from New York over the weekend. I walked at the TSA. They have a picture of my face on file. They have a picture of my face on file with TSA. I don't care. I go through the airport quite quickly. Other countries have been using facial recognition, more advanced techniques of using it in criminal investigations. And Tommy, here's the thing that I know gets one side of this argument agitated, rightfully so. Facial recognition is like a fingerprint. Facial recognition and fingerprints are like DNA. They only go to identification. They don't go to behavior, intent, manner of actions. So it's not right to say that a police officer would arrest you just because your face showed up on facial recognition. Highly unlikely a judge would even sign that. It has to be, no, we now know it's Tommy from the facial recognition. We know it's Tommy from the fingerprint. We know it's Tommy from the DNA. And by the way, here's why Tommy was in that house at that hour of the night with that gun in his hand and resulted in the death of that person. You still got to prove all that too. See the point I'm making? Identification also means this. And this is why I don't understand people against it. It also means we'll eliminate looking at Tommy if it can't possibly be Tommy's face. It's right. Ron's face. You and I look completely different. So it eliminates people who would be under the investigations of police departments. So sometimes politics gets in the way of good practices, and sometimes it does good things. Here, I think the community and the NOCC report's very clear. They want any technology that can help reduce crime, and we should be thinking about that less than thinking about these extreme examples that there could be one person in the universe of a billion people that got his face wasn't characterized correctly, and they did no investigation.
Now, let me take a break. Let me take a break, pick it up when we come back. I know, I don't know if you know this or not, but I have a picture of your face, and you know these mats that in the shape of a heart? That's what I have, and your face, it's right on my nightstand. I hope that's okay with you, is it?
It is.
Okay, all right, good. 822 traffic now, WWL. 826, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Ronald Surpass, Chief Ronald Surpass, Professor of Practice, Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola, former NOPD chief, talking about ShotSpotter and also about facial recognition. So does this ShotSpotter thing interact? Somebody texted in with cameras, and would a camera at the New Orleans, what do you call that thing, where they got the cameras?
Yeah, so there are technologies that are evolving with more than one company that's linking ShotSpotter-type technology, video pan-tilt control technology, and the ability to move them around very simply from light pole to light pole to light pole. These are ideas that are all over the country, all over the world. And I think as we continue to see the advancement of the cost reduction, the flexibility, it's going to make a bigger difference. And, you know, no matter how much technology can do the right things, there still could be the occasional flaw. Mm-hmm. And you just got to be prepared to deal with whatever the occasional flaw might be. If there's no ill intent and people were just trying to do the right thing and somehow or another they confused me and you, be difficult. But they did, and nobody intended to. That's a different thing than using it in a nefarious way to bum rap somebody. Or do you want to go too?
So, yeah. So when it comes to the ShotSpotter, it's all about return on investment, right? And is it worth the money? And I guess that's the bottom line question that I have. Is it worth the money? Because, and somebody texted this in as well, it may not prevent a crime, but if it gets solves a crime, then it gets somebody off the street, right? And then that could prevent a crime, but you're saying the stats don't back that up. That's what we're saying.
Well, it's not showing that it's as successful as you would hope it would be, but mm-hmm. any one success is worth it. Mm-hmm. Secondly, the technology will eventually evolve. And third, here's the most, I think, what's one of the most important things. If the public thinks it can help, then you're swimming upstream, hitting them with a bunch of data about what you don't know. You got to just, you know, it's the old political adage. You got to meet people where they are. If people...
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Really think this technology can help, like the NOCC's thing from last week about facial recognition, any other technologies, then it's probably politically wise to embrace that as much as you can to help the public feel like they were participating and supporting you, making them safer. The old line from Jerry Maguire, help me help you. Mm-hmm. And the public is really the ones who need to be helped.
Quick word about Antoine Massey, Derek Groves. Gone 3 weeks now as time, and you know, you study these things for a living, criminology, as time goes on with escapees, how do these stories normally play out?
Over the long run, they will be captured, or they would have somehow or another met an end that wasn't good for them, that you just couldn't you couldn't calculate for, but they will get captured eventually. They run out of friends. They run out of support. They run out of places to hide. And the government doesn't run out of energy to look for them. And one of the things we talked about before, there are many ways that people pop up in front of the criminal justice system that are still active 24/7. Mm-hmm. It'll come to pass. It'll come to pass.
So somebody that maybe might be helping them now, and maybe this is what you're talking about or not, gets in trouble and all of a sudden they got a chip that they can put on the table, right?
Well, yep, it's called, do you want to be at the front of the ship or do you want to be at the back of the ship? Because this ship's going to prison.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Where do you want to be on the ship?
Even if it's not, if they help them and it's not directly, they're in trouble for something else, not directly helping them, they use that as a bargaining chip. It's like, well, tell you what, maybe I can tell you where they are in exchange for this and that and the other thing, right?
Absolutely.
Gotcha.
It's been a practice for 100 years.
Thank you, Chief. Appreciate it. We'll take a break, come back, talk with Will Green, President and CEO of LAB-E, about the legislative session right now. Time for WWL First News. All right, 8:46, 14 till 9, got a text about a power outage in Jefferson Parish. No previous warning from Entergy. It would appear to be in the Elmwood area between Dickory and South Clearview and that area there around Mounds, or however you say it, and all of that area there. So I don't know if what's going on, but hopefully they'll get it fixed and get the power back on soon. Will Green joins us now, President and CEO of the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry, to take a look back at the session. How you doing, Will?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm okay. I was talking to Barry Irwin earlier with the Chief Policy Officer, Leaders for a Better Louisiana, C100, I think it's called now. And he said that he thought it was a very, I'm trying to think now to quote him right. I don't want to misquote him, but a very productive session, that they did a lot of substantive things, not necessarily all good, but it wasn't a fluff session at all, and I'm paraphrasing that, believe me. Is that the way you look at it or what? How do you view the session?
Well, Tommy, you know, it was a fiscal session, but that in, you know, traditionally would have been very focused on tax and budget issues, and it really didn't feel much like that. You know, it was so interesting that so much, you know, was debated and a lot of things were accomplished outside of the tax and budget area in a fiscal session. And I think, you know, a lot of that, one of the reason for that was so much was done at the end of 2024 in that tax special session. And so I think legislators wanted to let that breathe a little bit. You know, let's see what the ramifications of repealing the franchise tax, of lowering corporate income and personal income taxes would be. You know, I think they wanted to sort of retool and reissue to the voters some of the constitutional amendments that failed at the ballot, you know, last time, things like the local option on inventory tax and, you know, a few other things. And so, you know, it really turned into a session that focused on retooling DOTD, insurance reform, a lot of discussion around energy and carbon capture and you know, what, you know, really, again, things outside of a traditional tax and budget fiscal session.
So did a bottom line, you know, I guess, you know, it's the old thing about a football team, you know, you don't stay the same, you get better, you get worse. Is the state in a more, because they also did some things with the ethics laws, is the state a more business friendly place now than it was before?
Well, I mean, look, I think we came into this session after 2024, you know, which I think 2024, if we look at our lobbying strategic plan, right, to try to move the state forward, right, we wanted to get better in our education rankings. And I think we did that in 2024, moving from the 40s and the 30s, getting better in our tax ranking. We were in the 40s in our tax climate, and I think that the Tax Foundation is now predicting we'll be in the 20s. Revamp a lot of our criminal justice system to make our state safer, not only from an accountability and a transparency standpoint, but also, you know, reentry, right? Let's not send criminals to prison to be better criminals. Let's send them there and teach them a skill. And when they come out, make sure they have driver's license and birth certificate so that they can, when they apply for the job, they have the paperwork necessary to get the job. We made tremendous strides in criminal justice reform. And so, but this year, our organization, our members told us, we got to stay full throttle. We got to keep moving, because if we stand still, we're falling behind. And how we kept moving was, let's try to no longer be the highest cost state in the country for insurance. And so I think on the insurance front, you know, we've been fighting for decades, you know, to use your sports analogy, we've been, you know, the playbook, right? I mean, we've been running plays for decades, just barely getting first downs. And I think this session, while we didn't score a touchdown, I definitely think we got a field goal. We passed the representative Chenevert's deal. We shifted Louisiana to a modified comparative fault system, barring damage recovery for claims 51% or more at fault for accidents. We passed Representative Mellorine's Housley presumption, reversing the Housley presumption, shifting the burden of proof back to the plaintiff to prove their injuries were caused by the accident. And hopefully the governor soon will sign Senator Mike Reese's medical expenses transparency bill, limiting the recovery to what was actually paid in cases where private insurance and Medicare are used. And these are things that you're seeing in other states. These are things that will hopefully make us more attractive for insurance carriers to come here, to write here, and so that our citizens in Louisiana will have more access to be able to shop their rates around.
Let me take a break. I want to talk about LED when we come back, some of the changes that were made there. Because, look, everybody wants to create jobs, right? But, again, it goes back to tax credits, and is it a good deal for the state overall? Or are you taking in more than you're paying out? We'll talk about what happened there. Will Green, our guest, president and CEO of Louisiana Association of Business and Industry, LAB, talking about the concluded session. 8:51, 9 till 9, traffic now at WWL. 8:57 a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Will Green, president and CEO of Louisiana Association of Business and Industry, recapping the legislative session that's wrapped up now. Last Thursday it gaveled out. So, Will, when it comes to economic development, when it comes to job creation, tax credits, you want to create jobs, but you don't want to subsidize the jobs, right? You want them to bring actual income into the state. How would you grade the legislative effort on that with LED and high impact jobs programs, things like that?
Yeah, well, I think the legislature did a great job there, right? I mean, we haven't been able to compete with our neighboring states on a lot of these massive investments. And one of the reasons is that we haven't invested in our, site selection areas. And so the legislature this year invested $150 million in LED site investment and infrastructure improvement fund. We revamped our quality jobs program to be a high impact job program to more align that with the reflection of our individual parishes. And so I think those things are going to allow us to better serve business, grow business here, and then compete for businesses that are looking to come to Louisiana that need shovel ready sites. Because look, we have some of the best ports in the world, high speed rail, Gulf of America. And so we've got the infrastructure here. We just need to marry that with good policy.
So all in all, from LABI's standpoint, what grade would you give them?
It's hard. The dust hasn't settled yet, mm-hmm. Tommy, but I think we continued to move the state forward this session. We've still got a lot of work left to do. But overall, I think, we continued to move the state forward. And I'm excited to see the fruits of the legislature's labor.
Overall positive, better than in the negative.
Overall positive.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you. Will Green, president and CEO of LAB, Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. We'll come back. We talked to Alex Hammerstone, director of advisory solutions for Trusted Sec. After the shootings in Minnesota, it amazed me how much information is available for all of us online. We'll talk about that. And we'll talk to Jeff Palermo about them Tigers. A lot coming up. WWL.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.